true that we have to worship Jesus in spirit and truth?
Well, I believe we should.
Okay. All right. So the Pentecostal church wasn't founded by Jesus. It was founded in the 1900s by men. And they keep things like a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. Coming out of the world, like the sports, the politics, the entertainment, the fashion, the pride, the vanity, all of this. Look at all these people. Most of these people claim to be Christians. What are they here for?
Well, for all the
flesh, entertainment, food, gluttony, trinkets. Does that sound like something that God's people should be about in the last days? What should we be about?
We should be about the Lord's work.
Yeah, thank you. And then they keep things like pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that the Roman Catholics started. And these aren't biblical holidays. Roman Catholics started them. So the Pentecostal church is usually also feminized. You notice my wife, where'd she go? My wife wears a head covering. That's God ordained that. Uh-huh. And they don't teach that. So I would encourage you to go much deeper, because in Mark 7, Jesus said, unless you worship in spirit and truth, he said later in Mark 7, he said, you're worshiping God in vain, keeping man-made traditions. Did you know Sunday's not the Lord's day? No Bible verse teaches that. It's a man-made doctrine.
Man-made doctrine.
Yeah. And so the building system, one pastor, do they do the tongue talking there?
We do, yeah.
Okay. Unless tongues is interpreted and it's orderly, it's not of God.
Right.
And I think tongues is very, very, very suspect today the way it's being done.
If somebody speaks in tongues, there should be somebody that interprets it.
Yeah. And I know they say there's a prayer tongue and all this. I don't buy it. Satan has entered the church systems. He's deceiving people. So on that card, that card would help you, because just like my brothers, it's got the gospel on the other side. It's got the points that you can follow to come out of that. So you got to repent and come out of all those false ways.
Yes.
You can't stay in them. Make sense?
Yes.
And we're here to help you if you want to repent and come out. But guess what? It's going to cost you to repent and come out. You're going to lose your friends, your family, your church system.
Oh, I understand all that. I've got left a whole bunch of them behind that were so-called friends because they were just people of the world. You know, I used to live that life.
Yeah. But you got to go deeper, because I was just telling the preacher down there, one sin is going to leave you. One willful sin is going to leave you out of the kingdom of God. You know that?
Yes.
If you lie, you don't repent of it, and you keep doing it, you're going to be out. If you lust, you're going to be out. If you commit adultery, if you practice false religion, you're going to be out. So you got to purify yourself in the washing of the word. And that's studying it with God's people that actually live it and have come out of the culture, and to walk after him in spirit and in truth. Right?
No, the Lord put me flat on my back, made me look up. Best thing I ever did to ask Jesus into my life.
Yep, well, but here's the thing. Ready? I love you. I hear that from a lot of people. But you know what? You know what's the fruit that you're born of God? Not that you just asked him into your life, because that's not really biblical. The Bible says by the shed blood of Jesus, we repent. And we change our mind and our ways. And when God sees somebody that's willing to obey him, we rise up in holiness and obedience. He'll give us new life. Okay, we born from above, and then we endure. The fruit that we're born from above is the holiness and obedience. So if you're really born of God, your life, every day, week, month, and year should be growing in holiness and obedience. If you're staying the same and you're like the world and you're practicing church systems, are you following Christ?
No.
I want you to follow Christ. Go much deeper. Repent and seek the kingdom.
I said, I haven't been reading the word here lately. I've been out in the world doing that, you know. Thanks.
What are you here for today?
Well,
you could be in the Word all day instead of here feeding your flesh.
Right.
I love you. I hope you repent. We're here to help you.
Hey, just like the church says, I'm not ashamed.
But you got to live it. It's more. Following Jesus is more than a T-shirt.
Y'all doing a good job.
On Judgment Day, we'd love you to repent and follow and come help us.
Nice to meet you.
We'd love you to
I just want to shake your hand.
We would love for you to join us and actually obey God.
Hey, let me tell you a story, and I've told this story several times, and I believe the Lord told me this story to share, and I've shared it with others. Now, you know how Christ spoke to the people in parables?
Yep.
And they couldn't understand what he was talking about. But one day he gave me this story, and I was walking down the creek, creek one day, and I seen this bottle floating in the water, had a cork in or whatever, and I got a stick and raked it out, and I pulled the cork out. Genie appeared to me, granted me 3 wishes. I thought long and hard.
Are you telling this? Is this a literal story?
It's
is this
story.
A true story?
Yes, it is.
A genie came out of a bottle?
Just listen to the story.
I got
to
stop you right there. That's not of God. That's satanic and demonic.
Okay.
God doesn't work through genies and bottles, sir.
I understand that.
But why?
It's a parable.
Oh, you just said it just happened.
It's a parable.
God doesn't use genies for parables.
I understand.
That's mysticism. That's mysticism.
Okay. You want my face down in the story?
No. Okay. I don't want to hear about genius. Okay. I love you. I want to hear about the Word of God.
Right.
I want to hear about spiritual.
Well, it has to do with the Lamb's Book of Life.
Well, yeah. And guess what? You can get taken out. If you add to God's Word, if you take away from God's Word, you get the plagues. If you add to God's Word, you get taken out of the Book of Life. We don't want that to happen to you.
Right.
We want you to purify your life in the cleansing and washing of the Word, okay? Go much deeper. Our website. Go to the library. Look at my website. You can send me, either send me an email, or, Brother Cool, do you have a pen?
Anyway, I gotta go find my wife.
You can contact me. We love you.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Repent and obey the gospel.
Thanks.
God be praised.